Sif. Okay, we're up to Simen Reishman Gimel Sif Beis. We're holding at the end. We're holding at the end of this of the Sif. Let's just see again quickly. Afilu mechaz tana is kir b'shana achas shana v'nisparas ma'davar yidei kach she'in darke liska v'pahel el la'askirim chenem min agrei v'an she'ayuse ha'mokim la'askirim v'litim l'arisas v'nitab v'skirin l'yodin l'litim l'arisas. So the Mechabi says that there's no problem of marzayin, so there's no problem of marzayin. Agav afilu mokim ha'aser imin ha'mechaz tana she'yisrael rakas sachar me'en yehudi v'chaz v'skirin l'en yehudi shari. Again, if he rented it from a goy and he sublet it to a goy, then there's also no problem because the inshem Yisrael nekralov, because people don't chat it. It's Yisrael's anyway, so it's male is no mar sign anyway. V'chein im yish merchetz bebeis dirov ein reichas merchetz rak oisin she bebeis. Oh, let's say Yid has in his house a base a merchetz. And the merchetz, yeah, some people have this in their houses. They have a shower, right? Some people have this. You only have the people who live in that house. They're the ones who use that those the facilities. This is interesting. Still, it's a goy who rented it out. Yeah, so it's not exactly like our. That's not exactly like our things. It's a goy who rented out a personal. This is I guess the big household. So I guess that's why they had it. So then. So the only people who know about it and who use it are the people in that household, and those people in the household know that a guy rented it out. Maybe that's not a problem. Shari. Another din. That let's say it's also to rent it out, and he did it anyway.
Money.
Yeah. What's with the money you got from an illicit deal? Is it mutter or aser? He's saying, is yeshayim mutter, yeshayim aser, chen ikar. Like I'm saying, Sif Simen Reishman Hey, where it goes again into that. And we're going to see in the Mishneh Berurah, Gshmak Achra. Zog the Mishneh Berurah, we were up to Sif Katan Tezvav, Bebeiz Dira, the last part. Bechem Merchish Bebeiz Dira. It's not in an open place where everybody sees it. It's part of his house. The only people who go there are the people in the house. Other people don't know. There's no marasign. But let's say you have other people watching there also. So then, now people know that there's a merchatz there. They see the smoke coming out from the billows, from the chimney. And they'll think that it's the Yid, and he hired the guy to do it.
But a mikvah today is not a
question. It's not being heated up on Shabbos. Okay, well, today, everything's different. I don't know. Today, you don't have to turn it on Shabbos. Today, you just leave it on for before Shabbos.
If, let's say, you have like a sensor or something like that.
But, no, well, you have a lot of stuff. A lot of you have like a steam. You see on top of roofs, like a steam thing. Right. And the steam comes out. Right? So it doesn't mean anybody did anything. It just means that there's a system. The system's running on Shabbos. They turned it on before Shabbos. Maybe like Ramosha, with the alarm clock, maybe it would be an issue. I don't know. But that's interesting. But yeah. I don't know about a dryer exhaust. It doesn't shine as much. A dryer exhaust going on Shabbos.
You know how to make hot water on Shabbos.
Oh, let's see.
Yeah, but it goes on automatically.
It's not allowed.
What are you talking about?
What's going on in that? And
if it's on a...
No, you're not using it. You didn't use it.
No, your hot water heater goes on Shabbos whether you like it or not.
You're not allowed to use it.
You don't use it.
Of course you don't use it.
But the temperature yeah, drops,
if
right?
It could do whatever it wants.
Exactly.
What it does.
Right. Saying, if you're going to see the steam
but not allowed to use the water.
Coming out of the exhaust.
You can't
use it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's a bit of a... But if it's in Rishazaram where everyone sees it, even though the only people who wash there are Isra Base, let me come on, If it's not part of his house, then people don't chop whose it is. Rak oishin ashchenim shal amerchetz umistaman es vadalam gam azeh sheizkir len yudi. Only the rabbis of that shchuna that know that are there, they are the ones who know that it belongs to this yudi, and they also know that he rented it out. So maybe that's not an issue. Yish makilim, yish makilim oit. Okay. What about the money? Is the money, could he keep the money or not? There's no machlokes. When the whole problem is Marasayan, cannabis of Aleph, Lachem b'dievin, motel kabbalas chay men yehudi. It's with the Yevin, you say you could take the money. Even if you didn't ask him for the money, he brought it voluntarily. We get to these things in the coming weeks. But Akabanim, what are we saying? We're saying that it depends. If it's also Me'ikra Din, Schar Shabbos, so then you can't take the money. Then you can't take the money. But if it's only part of Ma'ariv Zayin, and then with the Yevin, you could take the money. That's the Chorav Rishmak. Rishmam Dalet, Ezim Malach Yachal Ha'in Yehudi Lasis Ba'ad Ha'Yisrael Uboi Ve'vav Se'ifim. Poisek Adam Peish Masna, that means a person could shtel avek with a goy, im any Yehudi, ala malacha. The koyt is damim. He gives him a contract. He contracts him. He makes the goy into a contract. He gives him a certain amount of work to do, and the goy does it for a set price. So he's not telling him work on this day, don't work on that way. That's for the guy.
You get $10 an hour.
No, he's not getting $10 an hour. Okay. He's getting paid for the job.
Kablonos.
He gives a set amount of money for the job. The guy is working on his own. Even though he's doing it on Shabbos, it's mutter. Right? He's doing it for himself. That's only if you don't have. It says that he hired him to do the work. Not the Peshav that he didn't contract him. Fakir, he's paying him per hour.
You're allowed to have a contract to work for your house on Shabbos.
Oh, so really, so technically, if it's Bitsina, we're saying you could have a contract.
Work at your house.
Right? Let's say he makes up with the guy to build him a chal chatzer kaisel. It looks like sodeu. Im haisa malacha livin dina ibisei chatchom. If it's in the city or it's chatchom, also leilaniach lases le malacha b'shabbes. You can't let him do it. They are rayim sheinam yedidim shabbosim. We just fear us the mechaber just because we're trying to get the hemshach of here. Because that's the point. The point is that if a goy is not, if it's going to be bitzina, it's bitzina. Bitzina, there's no problem. Because mikra then it's fine. No problem. Zogt Mr. Brook, kaiz is damm, hayn kablonos. Is kablonos. Shemasna imoy, shayasa le yizem alocha beschad aver katz. He's doing it with a contract, so Mela, he's doing it on his own to finish up earlier. Till Yisrael ain't paid, but he said, the Yisrael doesn't have any paid. Dim lo yaseh wa yoyim, if he doesn't do it on Shabbos, yaseh lo macha. Dim kaybeh lo yim lo yim lachta be Shabbos, also, oh. However, if the Yid says, he contracts him and says, oh, but it has to be done between now and tomorrow, right, and it's Shabbos, so then it's awesome.
But if he has time to do it,
that's going to get into later. Like, how does that work exactly? How does it work? It has to have time. Lamai's not going to do it. Well, how's that going to work? Okay. Bitsina. I know she malecha sina. Lafi she ina kol makim she ishal Yisrael. If people don't realize it, Yisrael commission mefarish. The point is not so much whether it's behalten or it's befumbi. The nekuda is with people chap, it's Yisrael. Even if some people know, still shari. What about the guests in his house, when they're gonna be chayshdim. Shem shimalecha. So even some people still is a problem. Shem shimaleches mechober. Stam mechober shem baal of nekra alav echmiru by bias. Over there, it's talking about where it's mechober lekarka. Shem baal of nekra alav, we saw before, and then they're more machmer. As opposed to over here, we're talking about any kablonas. He's washing. He's doing his laundry. The fikach, it's a loyme. The stam mechuber have a keilu yadu mefarsem sheishal Yisrael. Stam mechuber, it's mefarsh like we said before. Chatzeri keisaloi. I feel him. I've been malkim shein yadu shushaloi. Gam kenas. Even if it's in a place they don't know, still also the ishloch is shchein sheyadim shushaloi. Yechshdu sheshchiroi hu liyamim. Ah. So then people will be chayish that maybe he hired him. Per day or per hour. Nicholas Adayu. Let's leave that for tomorrow.